Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the importance of eye contact. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan of how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing the importance of eye contact. So if you want to engage with somebody, whether this is a romantic situation, a business situation, a friendship situation, in any way that you want to convey your respect and interest in someone, you must always maintain good eye contact. And this is because that the eyes are the window to the soul, and by looking at somebody straight in their eye as you're talking, but more importantly, as you're listening to them, it does convey a certain level of respect to the other person. It shows that you are interested, it shows that you are engaged, and that you want to really take on board what they are saying. So, looking at things from a romantic perspective, so say for instance if it is a first date, then keeping eye contact can be the difference from getting a second date and it never happening again between you both, because the other person, if they don't feel that you're interested in them, they might not want a second date with you. And something which sounds as little as eye contact can make that difference. So to give an example, you could be somebody who struggles with eye contact, and maybe that is because you have low self-esteem. Maybe it is because you find the other person really attractive and really appealing, and that makes you feel less confident and you just feel like you can't really look at them. Well, if you are having a first date with them and you don't actually look at them when they are speaking to you, then they are going to believe that you are not interested in them. They are going to believe that you feel that they are boring. And so that is going to put everything on the wrong foot. And by the end of the date, they probably won't want to try to ask to see you again because they're assuming that you find them boring. So that is how things can really kind of gather pace in a negative way, just from something which seems quite minor at first. So what can you do with eye contact, and what should you be really looking, if you excuse the pun, to try to achieve in a dating situation when you're with someone and they are speaking? And you want to be giving them as much of your attention as possible. You want to be looking at them straight in the eye, ideally. But if you can't do that, then the second best option is to look downwards, to compose yourself, and then as soon as you can, look back up and look at them once again in the eye. So if you can't maintain eye contact all the time, then the second best option is to look down, regain your composure, and then look back up as soon as possible into their eyes again, and just repeat this. Because what that is showing is that they then know that you are listening to them at least, because you are every so often looking at them again. But then when you're not, you are not looking at anything else, you're just looking downwards. And although this isn't ideal, it is at least showing that you are not wanting to engage with anything else. So on the flip side of that, I'll tell you the worst thing you can do. And the worst thing you can do is to look at something else or someone else. So if you're somebody who struggles to maintain eye contact on a date, then the worst thing you can do is distract yourself by looking at your phone or maybe at any other little thing that goes off and off around the date that you quickly just dart your eyes to, because this is going to convey to your date that you don't find them interesting. So let's say that you're in a busy area, maybe you're at a bar, maybe you're at a cafe, and there's the hustle and bustle of things going on, and you're talking to each other, you're talking to your date, you've spoke, and then as soon as they start to speak, as soon as it's their turn to engage in the conversation, you don't know where to look because you feel nervous. And let's say, for instance, you hear a tiny little clatter from further away in the bar or the restaurant, and your eyes just dart over there. And then you hear some people mentioning a subject on the next table that you kind of vaguely know about, and your eyes dart there. And then somebody who looks a little bit strange seems to be walking behind your date, and you quickly look over there. All of a sudden, you know, you've got the reasons for why you're doing what you're doing, but your date just sees your eyes darting around. As soon as there's any kind of interesting thing going on, or something that's not interesting, you know, and whatever it is, it's taking you away from them. And they're going to be feeling like everything is more interesting than the conversation they're trying to give you. And that is, of course, not what you want to be doing. Now, there are the odd exception, you know, there always is. If there is a genuinely dangerous situation about to take place, then of course, you know, let your eyes dart over there. If you're out and about somewhere and you think a mugger is about to appear or something as crazy as that, then of course, you know, let yourself be distracted. But in most instances, in 99.9% of the time, you know, you don't want to be distracted, in particular with little distractions. Another example to give is maybe you're out and about, maybe you're going on a walk with someone, and maybe somebody goes by walking a dog, and then all of a sudden, mid-conversation, you turn your head, you stroke the dog as it walks by, you have a quick word with the owner, you know, and you're just taking yourself away from your date. And when you're on a date, in particular a first date, there should be nothing more important than engaging with your date. You want to get to know them, and they want to get to know you. And especially if you like them, you know, you want to give them all of your attention. You know, you really need to be saying, let's kind of get to know each other. Let's really feel engrossed with each other. And nothing more important should be happening in your life in that hour or so than your date. And you should give them your full attention. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast, and I hope you appreciate that eye contact is so important in regards to lots of things in life. If you want to have a business relationship with somebody, once again, you know, it's the same principle. You need to be looking at them dead in the eye. You want to show that you're interested. If you want to be just building a connection on a friendship level, you know, people don't want to be friends with people who are rude, and not having good eye contact can definitely be considered rude. So use this as advice, and in particular in relationships, especially on a first date when somebody doesn't know you very well, they don't know your insecurities, they don't know how you react to things. Please consider that poor eye contact will definitely make your person that you're with, your date or your business partner or whoever, it will make them feel that you don't value what they're saying to you. And it's important to remember that, because if they don't think that you value them, then they are going to stop valuing you.